Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter the DraftKings free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. So download the DraftKings app now and use promo code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, Dustin, it's quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. In quarter number three, Dustin, we looked at what openings were still available on the offensive side of the ball. Let's now flip over to the defensive side of the ball. And you got to start, when you're talking openings in the lineup, you got to start with the defensive line. And I want to start at defensive end, where I guess three of the top four defensive ends in that two-man rotation on either side are gone. It's almost like they're starting from scratch there, Dusty.
Almost, and but not quite. You know, I think they've had a high opinion of Adisa Isaac for a couple years now. We've seen that play out in a smaller role. I think he's ready for that job next year. It's that second starting job, and it's the depth behind them that's really going to be interesting to watch unfold. You know, you're going to need, I think they need Arnold Ibikiti from Temple to come in and be a factor right away. If he's not the starter, then he's a guy who still plays a lot of snaps. You know, he's a productive guy. He was a second team all conference pick for Temple last year. He appears to be in position to do that, but you need him to do that. You need that transfer and the acclimation and the step up consistently in competition. You need all that stuff to go well. It's either that, or you need one of the younger guys from further down the depth chart to step into a bigger role. And likely you need a few of those things to happen. That's where Penn State is at the defensive end spot. I don't know that they're done yet, either recruiting or moving guys or exploring the transfer portal. They've, you know, James Franklin continues to say that they're still on the hunt there. I think you're going to see at least another body in this mix now. It's not a complete product, because I think if it is a finished product as it is now, it's a little worrisome.
And you have to look at this, I do anyway, as pretty much like there's four starters for those two defensive end positions because they rotate them in. So you want four guys. They lost three out of the four. Not only did they lose three out of the four, they lost a couple pretty good players in Jason Owe and Shaka Tony. Can Adisa Isaac be the lead dog in that defensive end room?
I mean, to listen to everybody on that defensive line, certainly last offseason, but, you know, going back to his freshman year in 2019 also, there are a lot of big-time believers in Adisa Isaac. You know, he does have to make the jump from being that, you know, give us a jolt off the bench guy to being, you know, a lead guy. And there are variables in that. There's a target on his back because he's going to be the biggest threat off the edge that Penn State's got. So he's going to have to, you know, be able to handle teams kind of game planning and knowing exactly where he's going to be to try to neutralize that threat. So he's got to grow into that. And you can never take that for granted, I think. But athletically and physically and experience-wise, he's as ready as a guy who's never started before to make that jump. So I feel pretty confident in saying that Adisa Isaac's going to be a nice, productive player for Penn State next year. I have more questions about the rest. You know, like I think Ibikiti, he's going to be the leader in the clubhouse to take that other starting end job, because who else is it going to be if it's not him? You know, I think Smith-Vilbert is an interesting player. He's a long, athletic guy. That's what they've really been looking at. Bryce Mostella is 6'6". Smith-Vilbert is 6'6". I don't think you can forget about Nick Tarburton just yet. I know it's easy to let him get washed away because he's changed positions and hasn't been much of a factor, but they speak pretty highly, the players do, of him too, and the way he uses his hands. He's a veteran presence. I would not be stunned, Jim, if Nick Tarburton is in that top four rotation next year. A lot of that is kind of contingent upon them not bringing in another big time guy or two, but we'll see. As things stand right now, I think he's an interesting guy to watch.
At this point, I think it's just Isaac and Ibukiti as the two guys that you're at least fairly confident in being able to play at this level. After that, who knows? Let's go to the inside, Dusty, and look at tackle. Also very interesting position. You lost Antonio Shelton as a grad transfer. Judge Culpepper also entered the transfer portal. What does that leave them with in the middle?
Well, you do lose, obviously, a starter, a guy who's been a two-year starter, Antonio Shelton, and that stings a little bit. I do think a guy like Fred Hansard is ready to kind of move in behind him and play the same role. You know, not to discount all the dirty work that Antonio Shelton did, but there wasn't a lot of flash to his game. There wasn't a lot. You're not talking about a guy who's going to be a 10-year, player on Sundays in the NFL. I think Fred Hansard is a capable guy who's seen and done a lot in his career. That makes me think that he can probably slot in there next to PJ Mustafa. And then I think you've got, guys who are on the young side, who the Penn State staff really likes and trusts. Hakeem Beamon being one of those guys, Devon Ellis being another one of those guys. And then after him, you've got a lot of interesting young talent there that I think is capable. And, I would say don't forget about Aeneas Hawkins. I don't think we've seen a lot to think that he's going to make a leap into a big-time impact guy, but he could be a part of the rotation as well. Fatoma Malba, I think, probably still needs another year or two. Probably the same thing with Joseph Darkwa. Both of those guys arrived, not anywhere close to being finished products, raw ability that they need to develop. Cole Brevard, I think 6'3", 312. I mean, he's a big, powerful guy who I think can probably give you some quality reps next year. And then I'm a big fan of Keziah Izzard too. I thought, Penn State initially listed him as a defensive end. He's a big, physical, quick guy. He's another candidate to make the leap. So what you have is probably three or four guys there who are capable of really showing out this spring and summer and jumping into that rotation. I don't really have a lot of concerns about this rotation, even without those two guys.
Did I miss it? Did you mention the transfer from Duke?
I did not. And Derek Tangelo, I think, is probably, I don't know if he's probably a contender for a starting job, but certainly a big piece of this rotation. So I think to me, I view Derek Tangelo and his arrival as not icing on the cake, but as a nice bonus, I would say. A nice bonus for this rotation.
Okay. For the time being, I'm going to set linebacker aside. We've got everybody returning there. It gets interesting again, Dusty, with the defensive backfield. And James Franklin, when he's asked about the transfer portal, he always mentions defensive end, and he generically says defensive back. But if we separate it between the cornerbacks and the safeties, at cornerback, there are plenty of guys there. Plus, you had Tariq Castro-Fields announce he was returning, and you get a transfer in Johnny Dixon Jr. So a lot of names there at cornerback. How do you see that playing out?
There are a lot of names at cornerbacks. And that young foundation that they really like, Tariq Castro-Fields back. I don't know what to expect from Johnny Dixon, in his arrival here, but he did enough to be a starter. He's been a two-year productive guy at South Carolina. I got to think he's ready for some kind of role in that rotation. I just don't know where he fits in. Is his experience more valuable than Marquise Wilson or Joey Porter Jr. or Daquan Hardy or Keaton Ellis? I don't know. There are more bodies than there are viable, you know, impact roles at cornerback. So what Penn State staff does with that, I don't really know yet. We talked last week about maybe one of these guys moving to safety, and there's not really a prime candidate for that. I mentioned Keaton Ellis as athletically the closest to being able to make that transition if he were asked, but he's also proven to be pretty valuable at cornerback. So this is a really tough, it's a nice predicament for Penn State staff to be in, but it is still kind of a predicament to keep all these guys active and involved, because they run a legitimate 7 or 8 deep at that spot now.
It's interesting that you put it that way, how deep they are at cornerback. Now we make the jump to safety. The big thing is Jaquan Brisker announcing that he would come back, which was a surprise to some people. Dustin, personally, I put that news up there with Jahan Dotson coming back. I see it as just about as important. So that takes care of one safety position. So it's kind of like, okay, one down, then what? What do you do next for the second position?
His return was incredibly valuable. And I got to think that James Franklin, when they're having sort of post, you know, end of season conversations, that was expressed to Jaquan that, you know, we're not, that it's the number one consideration for you, but this defense would be a lot better with you than without you. And it allows them to maybe cultivate depth and replace one guy instead of blowing up the entire depth chart. Like, I think the stability that he brings at safety was huge. I think clearly they had a high opinion of Jair Brown, and kind of reminds me of what they did with Jaquan Brisker in 2019, is that he played a lot of snaps and he was the first guy off the bench. And to me, he's the first guy to mention as a likely starter at safety. And then, you know, after him, Jonathan Sutherland, is he more than a special teamer slash role player? Now they don't really need to answer that question, because he can play the same role that he's played for 2 years and still, you know, it'll help Penn State. The big thing, I think, is whether it's a freshman arrival as a Key Wheatley or Jalen Reed, or is it Enzo Jennings or Tyler Rudolph, you need at least one of these young guys to step into a bigger role, to get a lot better this offseason, and to make it an easy choice, whether that's number 3 or number 4 in this rotation. So you have some unprovens here, but you've also got some veteran, you've got some experience, you got Brisker back. It's not as urgent a situation as I thought it was going to be at safety.
And one thing else to consider is, since they will go into a nickel defense quite a bit, which means adding another defensive back with all the depth at cornerback, that might mean it's another cornerback as opposed to a third safety.
That's a great point too. You know, there in certain packages, you just need the best DB you got, and that's always going to be a cornerback, I think.
In for their situation, yes, it will be. All right, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.